My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
We got so much to do here. All right, let me see how good I am at my job. As we have our guy, B. Scott from Hiram Clark, hanging out with us for the entirety of this hour.
That's right.
Appreciate you hanging out with us, B. Scott. I don't mean to dismiss you, but there's a lot of things, including number four for the Browns in more legal trouble, and an interesting he says, she said when it comes to your Texans. We'll get to that in a moment. It's a Texans Ticket Tuesday. That's coming up in the noon o'clock hour, so you want to stick around. And while you're sticking around, you also want to make sure to help us in our Odyssey Houston Kids Read Radiothon. We are raising money for the babies to make sure the babies can read and, you know, better their, you know, lives and their predicaments with the lifelong love of reading and learning that is fostered by reading at an early age, because there's a lot of disadvantaged young folks in the city of Houston. And when it comes down to it, I think 61% of low-income families in Houston have no books at all in their homes. In fact, 60% of Houston area kids in kindergarten enter kindergarten each year lacking required reading skills. And so we can help in that endeavor to make sure that the babies are good by texting new books, NEWBOOKS to 41444. And if you donate $30, $30 is sufficient to, you know, get it started for one child in the home, get them the books that they need. And thanks to Reliant, they're actually matching every donation. So you'll help two babies with just a donation of $30. You don't have to do just that. You, as much as you can, right? We like the ones that that jingle, but we prefer the ones that fold, in the words of you know, a character in Coming to America. So yeah, we're doing it for the babies. Make sure to hang out with us. And if you make sure to type in there a little bit of Go Texans, maybe even a suck an egg, Eric, with a K.
I just wrote Suck It, Eric, on my
donation. We'll also shout you out here on the program.
That boy good.
Shout out to Lisa McDowell.
Lisa McDowell. That's right. All sorts of shout outs when it comes to characters.
Hey, only somewhat related, my kids at their elementary school have a book fair going on this week and asked me this morning for money for the book fair, and it made me think about this exact thing that we got going on.
Yeah.
Book fair for my kids at their school. We've got our radiothon, our readathon here at Sports Radio 610 in Odyssey, Houston. And I just think it's really important to pour into the kids as much as we possibly can, even if you don't have kids, to do your best to do your part.
It takes a village, they say, and we're all part of that village when it comes to the city of Houston making our society better. This is a very easy way to do that. And if you want to be selfish about it, which is possible, you know, like, I'm okay. As long as ultimately it ends up in the right place, we can do a little something special for you. If you like the University of Houston Cougars, we can set you up that way. They play Iowa State on the 28th of this month. And you, if you buy tickets on the website, uhcougars.com/odyssey, that is A-U-D-A-C-Y, A portion of those tickets ultimately will make their way to this foundation and to this cause to make sure that the babies are getting books.
And a couple of things here, and we'll get to around the NFL. But, you know, we all have teachers in our lives somewhere.
Absolutely.
In my case, it's my wife. Figgy's case is his wife. Your case, it's your mother.
Correct.
And we all we've heard a lot about 61% of low-income families don't have books in their homes. 79% of Houston school children are economically disadvantaged. This is one that stands out to me because it kind of hits home with you have to get these kids reading early. If you're in third grade and you do not read proficiently, you are four times more likely to drop out of school. And that affects them. It affects their families. and it affects all of us down the road.
Absolutely. So let's support the babies because In the Loop, Sports Radio 610, just like the Wu-Tang for the children. Yeah. You know what I mean? With that being the case, let's go around the NFL. I had to do it. I just had to do it, right?
So nicely done. We dropped some Coming to America and some Wu-Tang, all while trying to support the children.
Lopez in there lost.
I'm not.
You over there Googling now.
No,
because the Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing.
Not
anyways.
On that one. On many, I am.
All right, so let's start with the Texans angle of it. I mean, what seemed like a simple note that I was really going to backside this segment with was one that came from the ever active Aaron Wilson, as he is always letting you know about transactions. And it seemed like it came and passed pretty quickly. The idea that, hey, the Texans are doing that thing that they seem to do every year, which is bring Desmond King back. Desmond King II being added to the practice squad. And then literally in the break before this segment, I see our friend Jonathan M. Alexander retweet a tweet from Desmond King's Twitter account that reads as follows. For the record, I didn't sign anything. I don't want to be used as a reserve. My value as a player has been in the top of my position for years. It's time I deserve some respect. I show up every time the opportunity presents itself.
Ooh.
End tweet. And I was like, drama.
Yeah. So it looks like perhaps some folks are not on the same page. I wonder if, here's what I'm guessing based off of what you just presented there, Reginald, that maybe Desmond King and his agent are not on the same page. You know, like Desmond King, perhaps I'm curious on what his options are and where all he's able to go, like who all is demanding Desmond King services, and might the Texans be his best option? And does his agent know that? Is that why he's kind of feeding this information to Aaron Wilson? This is my guess here. I don't know this for a fact.
Yeah.
But is that why he's feeding that information to Aaron Wilson? And Desmond King, of course, you know, with the confidence of an NFL defensive back, thinks, oh, no, of course I'm better than what the league has decided that I'm worth. So I do wonder if there is some disagreement between client and agent.
I went in another direction based on one sentence in Desmond King's tweet, and that is, I don't want to be used as a reserve. That says a lot, I think. Because who's the nickel?
Well, no, I mean, what else would he be used
James
as?
James Petrie? Especially this time of year.
He didn't make the team.
Yeah. This time of year, I don't know what player or what team is like, looking to sign a starting cornerback.
No, I don't disagree.
You don't make the 53-man roster, and then we bring you back as, like, and you're just the starter?
Yeah.
No, we didn't even put you on the 53-man. We said bye to you and brought you back last year.
And to be fair, when he says I don't want to be a reserve, I don't know if that means, like, I don't want to be a backup or if I don't want to be on a practice squad, right?
I mean, either way.
Oh, there is right. that.
But, yeah. sure. but either way, when you're not on the 53-man, the message, I feel like, is pretty much loud and clear.
Oh, it is. I'm just saying, like, he's making it very clear what he thinks.
Yeah.
You know? And that to me is very fascinating.
Yeah, but again, like if what he thought was more in line with reality, I mean, week one has officially happened. I know we've got, week one has officially happened. It's Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So if what he thought was more in line with reality, he would be somewhere else.
Yeah.
By now.
I tend to agree, but we'll see how that ultimately plays out. Again, I thought that was going to be a simple note that, hey, man, Desmond King is back.
Yeah.
A little bit of the breaks.
Yeah, I thought it was all reliable. Hey, man, look.
It's what they do.
Death, taxes, and Desmond King coming back to the Texans as the nickel corner.
But you know what? I think that might be a lesson that we can all take into our lives. Don't take things for granted. Don't think that every time that you turn to someone or something that it's always going to be there for you, because it might just turn around and be like, yeah, I don't like the way this.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Well, so I will say, and I've always thought this, and it's even more so now as this saga continues and unfolds.
Incredible
with Desmond King.
Now.
Like, I don't understand exactly what is going on, what the disconnect is between Desmond King and his team, between like what his contributions have been to this team, what I feel like his value has been to this team, and the way it appears they have viewed him.
Mm-hmm.
There is a disconnect somewhere. I'm not saying who's wrong, who's right, or what. I'm just saying it is a very fascinating disconnect between what it feels like his value and contributions have been to the team and how they value
it. It's like a breakup that you can't quit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We all.
It's a breakup you can't quit.
Those are wild situations.
Is it a fatal attraction?
I don't think that's a good thing.
It's a toxic relationship.
Yeah, but you just keep going back.
Yeah.
That's wild that y'all called it that, because there's still a possibility he ends up on this team again, right? Like, we'll see.
I mean, how many do? I'm sure we all can find a toxic relationship that still exists.
Yeah.
Where they still keep spinning the block.
Yeah.
I'm sure it happens somewhere.
Yeah. Somewhere.
A lot of where.
Everywhere.
That's what I'm saying. We can all relate.
I mean, do this situation mean something for the nickel position, though? Like, was this trying to be like a backup plan, possibly?
Well, I think they absolutely want to bolster the position, and that's why they're bringing him back or trying to bring him back. But he thinks he's valued. His value in his mind is, I should be there.
But it seems like they bring him back because they're super comfortable with him, you know, playing that position.
Sure. Right?
Well, I think that as bullish as you can be on Jalen Petrie and his opportunity and the possibilities of him at that position, you can't neglect the fact that he's been playing safety the last 2 years in the NFL, and it is possible that that doesn't actually work out.
Yeah.
So,
again, it seemed like it's insurance.
Well, right. When I was saying the old reliable or the safety, that feels what it's like. Hey, this is our comfort just in case the thing that we want to happen doesn't actually work out the way we want it to.
Right.
All right, guys, let's do the thing, because once another time, Deshaun Watson has come up in legal matters that deal with sexual assault. Yesterday, we found out that on Monday, Deshaun Watson was sued here in Houston for sexual assault and battery and intentional infliction of emotional distress. Apparently, this lawsuit stems from, or explains rather, that in October of 2020, that Watson, per the lawsuit, had a date at a woman's apartment, was unable to find it initially, and kind of became aggressive. Ultimately, when he did get to the apartment, supposedly there was forcible sexual assault that occurred. That is the allegations as it stands from the Jane Doe, who has filed this lawsuit. She is going under Jane Doe for the time being, and she is being represented by Tony Busby.
Who?
Yeah.
He's back.
Yeah,
he's back.
He has
baby.
Returned. This is a, first of all, like, kind of wild to consider. And this was one of the things that I always thought about when any team, obviously the Cleveland Browns themselves ended up being the team, but with any team had to decide whether or not they were going to be in on those then sweepstakes, was you have to ask yourself, what is the likelihood that these things that we know are the only ones that are there? Especially since it seemed like you were establishing a pattern of behavior. And it seems like, assuming that these allegations are true, which I don't know that you can do outright, but I mean, it falls in line with a lot of the things that we heard from all the other allegations with massage professionals and things, that, yo, this is a pattern and that this is something that he did quite a bit.
Well, so, and to the point that you just made, we always knew that the number was greater, the possible number was greater than the one that we were being given.
And even just in the massage situations, mm-hmm. because Busby did not take every single person that responded to him. Yeah.
And so we knew that at the time. And so that makes your point all the more valid of, hey, you had to know that this was possible if you got into business with Deshaun Watson, that, hey, even if nothing, like, there was so much focus on his changed behavior, supposed changed behavior, and his rehabilitation, and, hey, we're going to get Deshaun Watson right, and or it, what to whatever degree he needed to get right and all of that. But there wasn't enough focus, I thought, on, hey, I don't feel like we got to the root of whatever it was that was happening to begin with. We kind of just like, hey, is there going to be a settlement? Is there going to be a trade? Is he going to get a contract? And like, all of the conversations that were being had were the wrong ones. And among the right ones would have been, hey, how much more of this is out there? Now, I know a lot of people are going to want to ask, hey, why is this just now coming out? There have been several years now for this to have come out before now. I think that that's actually sort of beside the point.
And that's one of those things that it's one of those conversations that constantly comes up almost as a hurdle and a stumbling block when it comes to matters of sexual assault. We've talked about this time and time again. There's all sorts of mental and emotional hurdles that could absolutely be happening when it comes to a survivor of sexual assault or domestic assault or anything like that of abuse in that way.
Yeah. And really, it's still like, says nothing or speaks nothing to like the truth of the matter.
Sure.
So it's like, okay, if you want to object to this one element, like for whatever reason, have a question of, hey, why is this just not coming out? Okay, well, did this happen though?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Right,
it's like, that's still kind of the more relevant question here. And going back to the initial point with Deshaun Watson, that door, that window, if you will, was always open for there to be more. And then to bring it back to just quickly to the football side.
Yeah.
You couple that with the fact that he has not been right.
God awful.
Since then, I mean, it's just like all the stock all the way down for Deshaun Watson.
28?
Yeah. Like in every way, other than the guaranteed money, like he can rest on that. But otherwise, like reputation as a player, as a dude, could not be at a lower
point.
I'm
very interested in this one for a number of reasons. You know, obviously the timing of it, you can't say that it was timed based on the fact that it was going to get a lot of run now based on his performance on Sunday. So, you know, who knows if that's just coincidence. But because of whether it's coincidence or otherwise, this is awful in so many ways, on the field, off the field, in the public eye for Deshaun Watson. And the other thing that's interesting to me is this is an accusation of actual sexual assault.
Yes.
Like the actual thing, you know, like forcing himself. The other ones were, you know, sort of,
well,
you know.
So, not to interrupt, but there were a couple of most of the other ones were not like that. But there were a couple of those among the litany of accusations, if you will, even back then. There were like two of those among the dozens, if you will. So, like, again, it is another one of those situations where you're like, man, this was always kind of in the back pocket, if you will, or for lack of a better term, a possibility of something that can happen. And I don't want to be distasteful about this, but on top of the serious nature of the allegations of sexual assault, I would also point out, just from a Deshaun Watson specific standpoint, a lot of the details that get leaked out of this are really like specific and embarrassing, if you will. And
sure.
And we don't have to get into it, but like some of the things that are like descriptive nature of what's going on, like, hey, we were having a conversation and then this happened all of a sudden. And then, you know, of course, there are like jokes that people want to have about that. Like, this is so, so, so bad for the reputation, the image. And I would imagine for like as a player having to deal with that, like, oh, I'm not playing well. Oh, and
then this.
Guess what? They're saying bad things about me and like very specific, embarrassing details about how I get down, you know, in the bedroom or whatever.
I would argue that psychological, you know, like, I guess, weight or what have you clearly has affected him. Because, again, I mentioned he's 28. Like, I understand you can maybe talk about the injury. Was it shoulder injury that he had last year?
Yeah.
He doesn't have that now, and he still looks terrible. Like, it feels like as you've isolated variables over his time of why has he been so bad with Cleveland, the one that I can only stick to is like, hey, man, that dude just mentally must be, you know, kind of shot from the, I guess, kind of an exposing of who he actually is. And it's kind of crazy to think about who we believed him to be when he was here in Houston.
I think that's
before,
why it affects him so much.
Right? Like,
he had this reputation that he promoted.
And it seems like he cared about being loved.
And being a servant leader and all this other stuff. And then he got exposed and he just can't get over it.
Got the public perception changing on him. Got the injuries that he's dealt with. Got the time that he missed. Can't forget that he missed a lot of time playing football, just dealing with this whole thing, the back and forth and all of that. And then on top of the fact that he went to Cleveland, which was a well-built team, but Sean Watson don't like playing outside like that. You know what I mean? Like, it's a totally different even environment from that standpoint for him. Like, everything, literally everything changed for dude.
And that's without us even talking about the idea that I imagine that, you know, the terms of him going to Cleveland, it was like, hey, is there anything else? And I do wonder if this would then allow them to possibly get out from under some of the guaranteed money. Oof. I know that Charles Robinson of Yahoo said that the allegations in the particular lawsuit are not the same as prior lawsuits. And so he doesn't believe, and of course, this is one person, that the NFL would handle this as a continuation of that previously, I guess, adjudicated thing. So only God knows where we go from here when it comes to him and the NFL and his employment.
I tell you, I feel bad for any woman or any person that's been wronged in sexual assault. I tell you who I don't feel bad for. And that's Cleveland Browns. Don't feel bad for them.
Yep. As an organization, as a squad, all that. All right, that's Around the NFL, an extended version of it, as we have all sorts of things happening. Coming up, don't worry about it. Coming up next, we got B. Scott All Hour. So let's go into B. Scott's thoughts. We'll talk about that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.